And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting Saturday Night Wine Stream and another exciting episode of Drink with Rick. I'm Rick, and tonight, well, we're going to have a little surprise. It's going to be very much a surprise to me because I purchased this wine at Trader Joe's at quite a bargain. $3.99 is what I paid for this. And I don't know about this wine. I've never tried it before. I've heard some interesting things about it. I've never tried it. I wonder just how good it is for $3.99. We're going to find out. Also, we have some foods to pair it with tonight, prepared by my lovely wife, Chi. And we have the usual. We're going to toast some national days. We're going to tell some dad jokes. And I have a debut of another short Super 8mm film. This one's a silent film. Super 8mm film that has never been released before on the internet. So it should be a lot of fun to watch. Entertaining to see it, to say the least. And of course, it's an open chat. So you can get with me in the chat and chat with me. Really, because this show is not about me. It's a little bit about the wine, but the show is really about you and me getting together on a Saturday night, kicking back, relaxing with our favorite libations, no matter what it is, and just having a good time. You drink wine, you can drink beer, you can drink rum and coke, tequila, water, soda, whatever you want. Kick back with your favorite snacks. Sit around the table and watch with the family or in the living room or wherever you're going to be. We have folks that do that too. And just enjoy the show. Just enjoy the show. But get in with me in the chat because, once again, you kind of make this show. I do have my show notes. They're right here. I have them all ready to go. But I don't always follow them exactly. Sometimes I don't follow them that much at all because, you know, you make the show. It's us, you and me. You're part of the show. We're all part of it. So jump in and say hi. Tell me how you're doing. Tell me how your week was this past week. And tell me what you're drinking or not drinking or like to be drinking. Or would you, if you'd like to see me drinking, that's great too because I do take requests. If I can afford them, that is. All right, if you're watching for the first time or the 167th time, because this is the 167th episode of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, this is a stream of consciousness kind of show. We don't talk about politics. We don't talk about religion. We just talk about things that bring people together because that's what wine does, brings people together. Now, if you're watching now, you can watch if I have everything set up correctly. You can watch, let me see if it shows up. There we go. You can watch live on our Facebook page. It's Drink with Rick. Also, you can watch live on the YouTube channel. YouTube channel is Drink with Rick. You can actually just type in Drink with Rick in the YouTube channel. You should be able to find it without too much trouble. And also on Twitch. Our Twitch channel is Drink with Rick. So that would be Drink with Rick and the number one. Drink with Rick 1. And just go to twitch.tv/DrinkWithRick1. Also, we're on Twitter. Twitter is at Drink with Rick, and on Odyssey. Odyssey is whatever tonight's episode is, which is the Saltram Shiraz. So you can check it out there. Drink with Rick. Just type in Drink with Rick. You should be okay. Also, the podcast version. If you can't watch now or you can't watch later, you can listen to the podcast. Podcast goes out at 10 p.m. Eastern on Monday nights. Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry.com, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Amazon Music, podcastindex.org. That's the Podfather's website there. And by email, if you click on the little blue button on the subscribe page on the website at drinkwithrick.com. Go to drinkwithrick.com, click on the subscribe page, click on the buy email, put your email address in the box, and you will get the latest episode of Drink with Rick as soon as it drops and no salesman will call. It's just for getting the podcast. And of course, you can unsubscribe at any time, but please don't. You can subscribe on, you know, on all these other venues, the visual venues, if you'd like, but I'm not holding anybody to that. You don't have to like or subscribe. If you want to, you can, but I'm not going to make a big pitch about it because that's not what this is about. It's not about getting subscribers. It's not about getting tons and tons of viewers. If you like it, join in. If you do, it's fine. There are plenty of other videos out there to watch. So, and other live streams as well. But please jump in and say hi. And Ed is in the chat on Facebook. We're checking the chats right now. Ed is in the chat on Facebook. Ed, able to arrive on time, though in transit homeward. Well, I'm glad you're here, Ed, and I'm glad you're on your way. Hey, just drive careful. Whoa. I don't know if anybody heard that. Wow. Thunder and lightning. I felt that. This could be a short show, folks. I got to make sure I shut down all my equipment if it starts thundering and lightning, because I don't want to lose any of it. So if this stream goes down in midstream, it's not me. It could be the storm. We've got some storms in the area. I thought we were kind of done with that for the night, but it sounds like maybe not. Oh, that was a big boom of thunder, and I could feel the floor shaking around me here in the studio upstairs. So hopefully we'll be all right. Hopefully we'll be okay. I may have to cut the show a little bit short tonight anyway, as it is, but because I'm going to have to call it early and I get some rest. But we'll go as far as we can here. Here's the thing. When I get in the chats and I start talking, you know me, when I start talking, I can't stop. And when everybody gets in the chats and everyone starts talking and asking questions and things like that, I can't. It's hard to do. It's hard to shut the show down. It really is. I don't like to do it. I don't like to walk away in the middle of a conversation, you know, when people are talking and chatting with me. I don't like to shut it down. And it's hard to do. We've gone a couple hours, 2.5 hours once, you know, because I like to get in the chats and chat with everybody. It's tough to close it out for the night. It really is. Because I'm having a great time, and I'm having a great time with you. And I hope you're having a great time with me as well. Okay, let's check the other chats as well. See who's on Twitch. CM Cinder's in the chat. CM Cinder says, "Hey, Dad, heard thunder." Yes, so did I. Yeah, I sure did. And, It might be a short show if we lose power. Hopefully, we won't lose power. I've got a little bit of a battery backup going here, but I don't know how long it's going to last. These battery backup systems don't seem to last as long as they advertise that they do. That's another rant for another time. I'm not ranting tonight. Okay. Let's check the chats everywhere else. We've got kind of quite everywhere else going on, so let's go ahead and get to opening the wine. Ed, how are you doing this evening? I hope you're doing well. And CM Cinder also. Okay, so this is what we have to drink tonight. This is a Saltram. It's called Saltram, and this is an S2. To be honest, I don't know if that's S2 or S squared. It looks like it says S squared. But it could be an S2. And I've seen it online as an S2, but I think that's only because you can't get the little, the little two to be in a square in square mode on a lot of these titles and things on the internet. Anyway, it is a Shiraz. This is a Shiraz, a 2019 Shiraz. It's been a while since I've had a Shiraz. This is an Australian wine. This is from Australia. And let me show you the back of the wine. The back of the wine, it says, I'll read it to you, if I can read it. There's a little shield there. It says, Saltram established 1859. S2 Shiraz 2019, Southeastern Australia. That's where this wine is from. It says here, and I'm reading the back of the bottle now, after more than 160 years of heritage and tradition, the winemaking excellence continues with Saltram making wines of great style and taste. This soft and approachable Shiraz is balanced with lively fruit for immediate drinkability. Fresh red berries and plums, fine silky tannins, and a hint of spice from the subtle use of oak round out the palate. Wow, that sounds pretty nice. It's produced and bottled by Saltram Wine Estate on Angaston Road in Angaston in Australia. In the U.S., imported by TWE Imports in Napa, California, there is 13.5% alcohol by volume in this 750 milliliter bottle of wine, and it is a product of Australia, and that's what we've got going on there. Now, let me show you what we have to pair with the wine. We're going to open this up in just a moment. And my lovely wife, she's in the chat on Facebook. She says hello, and hello right back you, back at you. I have not even opened the bottle yet. Not even that. Okay, that's just me being me. And this is a live show, so whatever happens, happens, right? No do-overs. Well, I do have my slate down here, but those are for serious flubs. All right, let me show you what we have on camera three. And this is prepared by my lovely wife, Chi, who prepared it just before the show. We have, to pair it with, we have some beef sausage, and we have the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda, and we have the unexpected We have the unexpected cheddar with parm, and then we have this cookie. It's a chocolate chip cookie that my lovely wife, Chi, made just before the show. I was doing some show prep, and I could smell them downstairs, and I can hardly wait to try one. You know, desserts go great with wine. We'll see if this one does as well. So we're going to go ahead and open this wine. I have it right here. And I have my foil cutter right here, so let's open that up. Let's give it a, make sure it's on there. All right. Foil is cut. And I have, of course, to uncork the wine, or as I like to say, decork the wine, because that's what I say on the show. It's my word. I should probably trademark it. Decork. Trademark. TM. Decork the wine. Okay, the wine is decorked. I see some of these wine pros laughing at me. Because what a maroon. Hey. It's my show. you wine aficionados, you sommeliers, get your own show and you can call whatever you want. I'm calling it decorking. Just because I can. All right. And, of course, we've got the, I don't want to forget this, the aerator. Now, I understand, I think this should be opened up and decanted. But I'm not doing that tonight. We're not going to sit around here and watch the wine decant. Don't have time for that. Time to drink. Okay, and the bottle's ready. Okay. And to hold the grape nectar, I have my genuine Galway Irish crystal glass from Ireland, given to me by my employers at buy2wayradios.com. I'm going to pour a little bit of this in here. Yes, a little ASMR. See, the mic is up here now. Little ASMR for those who enjoy the ASMR experience. Okay, and we're going to give a little bit of a swirl. Oh, has a nice color to it. Kind of dark, very dark complexion. I'm guessing this is probably going to be a fairly bold wine. For $4, it probably will be. I'll be honest, I'm not expecting too much from this wine. For $4, I mean, come on. But we're going to set aside, let it open up and breathe. Just breathe for a few moments. And while it's doing that, let's learn a little bit more about this wine. Now, I was wandering around Trader Joe's, as I often do, looking for new wines to try. And this was a few weeks ago. It's been sitting up here for a few weeks now in various places on the shelves. And I was wandering around and I happened across, they had several cases of this wine that they were just unloading and they had it setting up there. And I looked at the price and I said, I've never seen this before. Saltram. I've never really heard of Saltram before. Actually, it seemed a little bit familiar, but it wasn't, you know, it just didn't, the label S2 I'd never seen before. So I looked it over and I saw the price and it was $3.99 a bottle. I'm saying, well, okay, is this kind of like $2 Chuck Redux? I don't know. Never heard of it. And I was a little hesitant to try a bottle of it because I was thinking, But then I was checking it out a little bit, and it turns out, because I did a little checking online on my phone while I was trying to figure out what the label was all about, and it turns out that Saltram makes some really nice wines, and this S2 apparently just appeared at Trader Joe's. This S2, I couldn't find it anywhere. So I thought, well, I'm going to have to try a bottle. So I bought a bottle and brought it here, and the rest is soon to be history when we drink this wine. Okay, so this is what I looked. I looked around on the internet for more information about it the other day, and Wine Searcher has it in Amazon Australia. That's the only place I saw it for this vintage for $25.19, including 10% sales tax. That's in Australia. And now this is an Australian wine, so you know, seeing it here in the States for $4 a bottle, and then they're selling it in Australia for $25.19 a bottle, I'm thinking, is this one of those kind of overstock situations where they're, you know, selling, they've got some extra cases and they're selling it out somewhere overseas or something? That happens. That happens sometimes. I don't know. Or is it real wine, or maybe is it a counterfeit? Could it be a counterfeit wine? $4. You got the Saltram label that goes for $25 in Australia, and here in the U.S. you've got all these cases show for $4. Could it be counterfeit wine? Because that's a real issue as well. That's a real problem worldwide also. However, I do know Trader Joe's, and I do trust their judgment. I don't think they're going to intentionally purchase counterfeit wine in cases. So surely this is the real thing. I'm just thinking to myself, this must be the real thing. I trust Trader Joe's. I checked around on Cellar Tracker. They had a 2019 Saltram Shiraz S2, and they gave it one user review, and I couldn't really read it, but it says it has a CT88. That's their rating, Cellar Tracker 88. Seems like all their wines have an 88 rating or something. And I checked around on Vivino. Vivino had it. They gave it a 3.5 star rating out of 62 ratings, and they have it listed for $4 a bottle. So I'm going on, what's going on here? That's a good question. I don't know. So we're going to try it, and we're going to find out. But before we do, let's go back to the chats. And Ed and Chi, I hope you're all doing very well tonight. And on Twitch, CM Cinder as well. CM Cinder says Petter. Yeah, Cheddar. Petter. What are we peddling tonight? Oh, Cheddar cheese. Cheddle cheese. That's what I'm peddling here. Cheddle cheese. My bad dad jokes are getting worse, aren't they? Yeah, I've got some real groaners. Maybe we'll relay them later on the show. Okay, I'm checking around the chats one more time. And Twitter, I don't know how to check. We get notifications on Twitter, but I'm not really sure what's going on there. I've got to check the website. By the way, you can watch the show on all these venues I mentioned before, but I did forget to mention our own website. The website is drinkwithrick.com. You can watch the show live at drinkwithrick.com. I just don't have a chat going there. And I can tell that the show is live right now. Show it is. Ooh, did you hear that? Okay, that was some thunder, some serious thunder. That does not sound good. We better get rolling on this, shouldn't we? But yes, you can watch live on drinkwithrick.com. I don't have a chat going there, but there's a comment box. If you click on the post for this episode that's going on live right now, there's a comment box. Type in your comments. I'll respond in kind, but it won't be right away. I don't see them until much later. But put your comments in the box, and I will read them on the next episode of the show. Okay, getting back to the wine. Let's give this wine a little bit of a taste, and then we'll get to the fun before we lose power and the lights and everything. I hope that doesn't happen. Ah, man, these storms are just something else. Okay, let me get back to where I was. Okay, everybody ready? We're going to taste this wine. Let's see if it's everything. It's probably going to be more than I expected because I'm not expecting that much from this wine, to be honest. I'm for $4. Let's get a I'm almost afraid to try it. Let's give it a little bit of a whiff. Okay, some cherry and blackberry. Not unexpected, I guess, for Shiraz. And it does smell a little bit oaky. It smells just a little jammy, too. Let me see. Let me give it a taste. Wow. Okay. Not so much the blackberry I'm getting, but I'm getting cherry and maybe a hint of what is that? Strawberry? Cherry and a little strawberry, and maybe just a hint of plum. But it's a little earthy. It's just a little earthy, I think. But I was smelling what I thought was thought it was a little jammy, but it's not. It really doesn't taste jammy. It doesn't taste jammy at all. It has a fairly long finish. It's kind of a bold wine. It's not super bold, but it's kind of bold. And I'll have to say there are some tannins in the wine, but they are smooth, just like the label says, they are rather smooth tannins. I'm kind of surprised. I didn't really, on a $4 bottle of wine, I expect to be bolder, a lot more tannic, and a little bit rough. Now, this is a dry wine, to be sure, but I expected this to be a little bit rougher of a wine for $4, and a lot earthier, a lot oakier than it is. In fact, I'm not sure I'm getting any oak in it, really. A little oaky, not much, but yeah, cherry, strawberry, a little plum, and wow, it's surprisingly the tannins are good. The tannins are surprisingly smooth, and the finish is nice. Now, I'm just getting a little bit of. Here's the thing: it's 13.5% alcohol by volume, as I recall, but it's said on the label. And, you know, that wine we tried, what was it, last week or the week before, it was about 13 or 13.5%, but as it was going down the throat, I was saying that I could taste the alcohol in it a little bit. I could get a little bit of the alcohol taste. Now, I'm not really getting that here. Wow. More thunder, and I can hear it raining outside, raining on the roof. Ooh, let's hope we don't lose power. Knock on wood. That's wood, by the way. Well, it's laminated wood. Wood laminate. I hope that's good enough. I'm not superstitious, but let's keep the lights on. Okay. Anyway, I'm liking this wine. I'm a little shocked, actually. I'm a little shocked and rather impressed. This is not a $4 bottle of wine. This, now, I don't know if it's a $25 bottle of wine as it's sold in Australia, but I'd say it's easily an $18 to $20 bottle of wine. This is very drinkable and very nice, very smooth. I'm shocked, actually. Oh. Wow. I should have bought. I was at Trader Joe's. Here's the bad thing. I was at Trader Joe's again the other day, and I was looking around for a couple more bottles of this, you know, just to see if they were still there. They're all gone. I think they had just a limited, it was like a limited order, I guess, and limited number of cases, and they were all gone. So this is the bottle I've got, and wow, I should have bought. I could have bought a case of this. Oh, man, I really wish I had purchased a case of this wine. For $4, for $3.99 a bottle, this would have been a case of wine that I would have held on to for a while. This is very nice. I'm impressed. For $4, that was a steal. That was a deal. Definitely a deal. Well, now I'm just kind of kicking myself, metaphorically speaking. Might be kicking myself for real later, that I didn't buy a whole case of this wine when it was available, because I don't think there's any more. I just have this feeling there's no more of that wine around, at least not in our local Trader Joe's. Wow, that's a good, decent wine. Okay, we're going to taste some food with it in a moment. Let's get back in the chat for just a minute. Ed says, home safe to driveway, so I'm chattable. Ed, I'm glad you're home safe and sound and chattable. So chat it up with us here. That's great. We've got some new comments here. Ed says, $25 Australian is $17.48 U.S. Thank you. Thanks, Ed. Excuse me. Yeah, even so, I didn't pay that much for this wine. I paid, it's definitely, I think, an $18 bottle of wine. So $17.48 is about right, I think. That would be about right. That works out. So let's see what else we have going on. Okay, we're good. Done. YouTube and Twitch. Oh, and Tom Antio is in the chat on Twitch. And he says, hi, Dad, and hi right back at you. And I hope you all are doing so much. Sim Center, we're getting a lot of rain, aren't we? More thunder. She's saying more thunder. Yeah, she says so much thunder. Well, let's hope we don't lose power. Well, just get everything ready just in case. I don't know what that means. It's charge up your phones, charge up your whatever your devices are that you can charge up just in case we lose power tonight. That can happen. That happens around here. Trust me, it does. So anyway, we're going to pair it with some food. Let's pair it with some food. And this is what we have to pair it with tonight. Camera 3. Let's try pairing it with the beef sausage. That looks pretty good. Beef sausage. So we're going to pair it up with beef sausage. This might go okay with the sausage. We'll try it out. Mm-hmm. It's good sausage, too, by the way. Mm. Tasty. Wow. Wow, it's pretty good. It pairs very nicely with the sausage. A little spicy meat and this. And I wouldn't say that this wine is overly spicy, although it tastes like there's a little bit of spice in it. But I think it pairs really well. I'm going to have another piece of this. Mmm. With the beef sausage. Mmm. Well, I like this. Well, yeah, it's very good. All right, show's over. I'm going to take all this downstairs and finish my... I'm just kidding. I might do some of that after the show. Well, that was good. I rather enjoy that. It was a nice pairing. Let me clear the palate. Let's go back to camera 3, and let's try it with the... Oh, let's see. What would this go good with the next? Probably the unexpected cheddar with parm. I have to reach across and grab that one. Unexpected cheddar with parm. Now, this is also from Trader Joe's. Can everybody hear that thunder? He's coming through. Wow. Unexpected cheddar with bits of Parmesan in it. Quite good, actually. Once again, now it loses, the Parmesan loses its flavor a bit with the wine, but it brings out the white cheddar quite a bit. Yeah, I think it pairs pretty well with the wine, actually. Let's go to the palate one more time. And let's go back to camera three. And let's try it with the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda, which we've never had a miss on with this show. We'll try it tonight, and hopefully it'll be good with this as well. And this is fresh Gouda, by the way. Very good Gouda. Gouda, Gouda, whatever you want to call it. Now, interesting enough, it is interesting enough, maybe more interesting than that. It goes pretty well. I would have expected with the smooth tannin in it that this cheese would blend in with the wine and make it all very creamy. It does not do that. The wine kind of cuts through the cheese a little bit, and there's a twinge of sourness to it, but it's not bad sourness. It kind of complements, the cheese and the wine complement each other very well, but it does so without making it too silky and overly creamy. And it's actually a pretty decent pairing. So I like this. I like this. I'm going to clear the palate one more time. And yes, I saw the cookie on the plate. The cookie's on the plate. We're going to save that for the end of the show. Dessert later, okay? In the meantime, so we don't lose power, so we can keep the show moving, just in case we do lose power, let's go ahead and get right back to the chats, and then let's toast some national days, because, that's what we all do together, right? Let's toast the national days. Let's go back to the chats for just a moment. And Nancy's in the chat. Nancy says, hi, Rick and Chi. And hi right back at you, Nancy. It's great to see you in the chat. Hope Tom is with you. And Chi says, hello, Nancy. I hope you are all doing well and enjoying your weekend, as I am enjoying mine. Beast on Gaming's in the chat as well, and Twitch. On Twitch, now if everybody else can't see everybody else on all the chats, because we have four chats, we have five chats going technically, including a Twitter. Is that right? 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah, 5. Beast on Gaming's in the chat. How are you doing? Beast on Gaming says, it's been a hot second. What's up? Well, you tell me. How's it going for you? We're having a great night so far. Although it is stormy outside, I'm pretty sure everybody can hear the thunder. I'm pretty sure there's lightning to go along with it. And it's raining on the roof. And hopefully we're not going to lose power. If we do, if the show just cuts off in the middle of everything, that's because we probably lost the lights and the power or the internet or all. Hopefully none of that's going to happen tonight. So let's get through the business of the part of the show, and then we'll actually, we're in the fun part now anyway. It's all the whole things. I'm in the fun part. I hope everybody's having a great evening. Beast on Gaming, I hope you're doing well also. And everyone else watching, we've got folks watching on the other venues as well. Hey, jump in and say hi. Tell me how you're doing. We've got, looks like we have notifications and things around here. Just trying to catch up on Twitter. So, Beast on Gaming says, not a ton, just thought I'd drop by since I usually don't check Twitch around this time. Well, I'm glad you're here, and stick around because let me give you the rest of the agenda for those who've just joined in. Nancy and Tom, if you're with her also. Ed, I think if you missed the very beginning, Beast on Gaming, Chi, everyone. Let's see, we're going to toast some national days. I'm going to show you a Super 8 short film that I made with a friend of mine years and years ago that I've never released on the internet, and you're going to see it tonight for the first time. It's a silent film, but it should be fun. There's a lot of thunder going on out there. And we're going to tell a few dad jokes, and I'm going to eat a cookie with this wine and tell you how that goes. And then I'm also going to tell you, before we leave, I'm going to tell you how you can get a free pair of these. Now, Beast on Gaming, I don't know if you have a pair of these or not. A lot of our viewers and listeners do. But I'm going to tell you how you can get a free pair of the official Drink with Rick coasters here for free. Pretty much for free, except just the postage. But I'll explain on that a little bit. Anyway, stick around, and we're going to have some fun. We're going to start the fun right now. As if we haven't been having fun, as if the last part, last 3 minutes has been miserable. I don't know. Hopefully not. All right, enough self-deprecating humor, Rick. Let's get back to the national days. We've got some national days to toast. Let's start toasting them. And I will start with the wines. Here we go. Let's do this. Let's do the wave, the wine wave. Wine bottle wave, as I call it. July 30th, which is today, for another hour and 23 minutes, excuse me, the clock just switched over. July 30th, 2022, is National Cheesecake Day. Gee, did you know that it was National Cheesecake Day? You didn't make a cheesecake on National Cheesecake Day. We could have had cheesecake. That's okay. You made cookies. That's good, and that's fine, too. Anyway, I love cheesecake. Who doesn't like cheesecake? If you're lactose intolerant, I know it's kind of tough to do that, but to eat cheesecake. But okay. I'm gonna. It's the thunder. I know this has got to be coming through. Thunder can't stop nature. All right, National Cheesecake Day. I will drink to that. There's a National Cheesecake Day. It's also National Father-in-Law Day. For those of you who have fathers-in-law on either side of the family, you can toast your father-in-law. Here's to National Father-in-Law Day. I'll drink to that. Got to fill the wine glass again for the next one. Yes, because the next one is National Whistleblower Day. Now, here's the thing about whistleblowers. That's a complicated position to be in, you know, because these days we're supposed to have all these protections against whistleblowers, but it doesn't seem to do much good because there are always loopholes that kind of gets these whistleblowers in trouble anyway for whistleblowing. Not a rant, not a political rant or anything like that. I mean, a whistleblower can be a whistleblower in a business or, you know, a company, a corporate environment, could be a whistleblower in any kind of environment where you would have a whistleblower to warn everyone about what things that are going on that are not, maybe not ethical or moral or whatever, or legal, or all of the above. Here's the National Whistleblower Day, because the whistleblowers do take some serious risks doing that. Here's the National Whistleblower Day. All right. So let's do July 31st, because we only had 3 national days to toast, and we have so much wine left. So let's toast the national days for Sunday, July 31st, 2022, because July 31st is the last day of July. The last day of July. Wow. Can you believe it? It's just the year has just flown by so far. And we're already almost into August, then September, October, November. And it's just, wow. The year's just going by so fast. July 31st. Is National Avocado Day. Who likes avocados? All right, who doesn't like avocados? I love avocados. Avocados are great, and they're really, really good for you. They're rich in protein, and I think they have a lot of fiber in them, and they're just tasty. And you know what? Avocados, you know what you can do with avocados that's really tasty is you make guacamole, and I love good guac. And my lovely wife, she makes a really good guac. She does make good guacamole, great guacamole, as a matter of fact. And I'm not just saying that because she's there and I might get slapped later if I don't say she does. But but no, she really does make great guacamole. And we have it often. We use it for dips and things like that. Sometimes she'll make some guacamole and we'll have a burger, a hamburger, and I'll put the guacamole in my burger. It's great stuff. She does a great job with guacamole. I'm in the mood for some guac. So tomorrow, in about an hour and 19 minutes, is National Avocado Day. I will drink to that. You know, my sister Gina, neighborhood they used to live in, they had a neighbor that had, this really sticks out in my head because I went to visit them, and they had this huge avocado tree growing, because they're in California, and they had this huge avocado tree in the neighbor's yard. It's just over the fence, but a good part of the tree kind of, if I recall correctly, hung over the fence on their side of the fence towards our driveway. And she asked the neighbor, she said, can we have some of the avocados? Because it was practically raining avocados over there. They would get a lot of avocados off the street. And the neighbor said, sure, take all you want. You know, we don't eat them all. So they would grab the avocados and make guacamole and make all kinds of dishes with the avocados. And she said that it was really great. It was a nice perk being next door to this neighbor with the avocado tree. So that's really cool. Anyway, here is to National Avocado Day. I will drink to that. July 31st. Is also National Mutt Day. National Mutt, M-U-T-T, Mutt, like a dog. National Mutt Day. I love dogs, and ever since we lost my son's dog, Cosmo, which we've talked about many times, which we've shown pictures of and even a little video of on the show in the past. Really, really, he was just he was loved very much by the family. He was a very she and I often called Cosmo our third child, our youngest child. Always kind of, you know, that 3-year-old child. Always, but he was just such a joy and really, really such a good dog, sweet dog, and we loved him. He's gone now, but he passed away last year, but. Yeah, been missing having a dog around the house. We have. Here's to National Mutt Day. I will drink to that. And the last one, National Day, July 31st. Get ready for this. Another edible treat. It is National Raspberry Cake Day. Now, I know some people don't like raspberries, some people love raspberries, and there's some that are kind of like, they're on the fence in between. Raspberry Cake Day. I think I've had a raspberry cake once or twice. Pretty good. I like cherry cakes, and I like cherry is one of my favorites, but I like raspberry too. Raspberry cake is really good. So here's a National Raspberry Cake Day. I will drink to that. All right. And with that, that does it for the national days. And once again, this is what we're drinking. The Saltram Shiraz, the 2019 Shiraz. It's an S2 or S squared, whatever you want to call it. This is a wine that apparently goes for $25 in Australia because it is an Australian wine. I picked it up for $4 and I really, really regret not... Whoa. Uh-oh. Oh, lost my, lost our internet. Are we still online? All right, let me try this again. All right. Phew. Apologize for that, folks. We lost power momentarily, and I lost part of my system. We were actually still streaming. We didn't lose the stream, but I lost lights momentarily, and we lost I lost my other computer here, so I couldn't really see or hear what was going on coming back to me on the feed. So I apologize for that, folks. All right, so we're back live. Hope everybody's still with us. Just checking, making sure all the systems are back online. Wow, see, I kind of figured something was going to happen there. All right, yes, we're back. We're back. All right. Everybody still with us? Yeah, well, I'm still on Facebook. Yeah, I just lost half the system, so I couldn't see what was going on coming back. But we are here. Looks like we're back live. We didn't actually lose the stream because the backup power was still operating on the main computer, but not on the other items. Anyway, so back to the show. Well, that was a little excitement on a Saturday night, wasn't it? More excitement than I really wanted to have, but so let's get back to the chats for just a second. Beast on Gaming says, not a ton, just thought I'd stop. Oh, yeah, I read that already. I'm trying to catch up, folks. Beast on Gaming says, I can't even drink, but I won the dad joke thing a year or two ago. So you're talking about the coasters, right? I don't know. I'm a little discombobulated because I'm watching like a couple of screens here all at once. I'm a little distracted. Sorry. Beast on Gaming says, I can toast my dad too. Nobody said it had to be my father-in-law. Well, there you go. There you go. Toast your dad. Beast on Gaming, here's your dad, by the way. And everybody else is still online. CM Center says, still online, still here. Beast on Gaming says, unfortunately, I won't be able to stay for long, but maybe I'll check out your film in the VOD later. I hope you do. I hope we're going to show it here in just a couple of minutes because it's coming up right now. It's coming up next, as a matter of fact. So if you stay here for just a few more minutes and we'll show this film. Oof, boy, that was some excitement, wasn't it? Ed says, whistleblowing? Is that what I did for the analyst? No, I guess that was a bamboo flute. Go, Ed. My drink's empty. My glass is empty. There we go. All right. Because Ed, for the analyst, we showed the analyst a couple of times here on the show, and Ed did the music for the analyst, and he was blowing on a flute. He did the music for the analyst, the original soundtrack, the original motion picture soundtrack, and it was a flute that he used. And let me make sure that, oh, well, I'm still trying to catch up on some of these. There we go. I lost a lot of stuff here. It's just all coming back up now. Okay. On with the show. All right. There is one thing I want to do. I'm going to show the film here in just a moment. Before I do that, there is one thing I want to do. I want to give a special toast, birthday toast, to my niece, Julia Stepp. I want to say happy birthday to Julia. Happy birthday. That's to Julia. All right. So let's go and take a look at this film. I got to set this up for you here for just a moment. So Ed and I were still roommates at the time. This was, we were working at Disney. 1979, I think we did this. I don't think I have a date on this film, but I think it was around 79 and 1980, maybe 79 or 80. And, we were working at Disney World at the time, Walt Disney World in Orlando. And I was working at a place called the Light Bite. And one of my coworkers there, his name was Mike Cairns. He was an aspiring artist and photographer, and he happened to live in the neighborhood just past the apartments that Ed and I were living at the time. It's just past the apartment complex. And he lived in that neighborhood there. So we got to know each other a little bit, and I mentioned that I made some films, and he said, well, that's pretty cool. I would like to try my hand at making a little animated film. And I said, well, okay, that's cool. And come on over. I've got my computer. I didn't even have computers back then. I have my camera, my Super 8 camera set up on a title copy stand, because I was working on another animated film at the time. And he said, I would like to try my hand at this a little bit, but I just something that I can do, you know, during the course of a day. And I said, okay, well, come on over and, you know, come up with an idea and we'll sit down. I've got a roll of film and we can shoot something for the day. So just, you know, just have some fun with it. And you can, you know, try your hand at doing a little bit of filmmaking and animation. So he said, really, he said, cool. So that's what he did. He came over and he brought an idea with him. We sat down, and it took us about an afternoon or early evening to do it. And this was the result. And the result of this film is called The Art of Bodybuilding. And it's just a short film. It's silent Super 8. There's no sound to it, but I'll give you a little running commentary in it so you can see what's going on. And for those of you at home who or watching the pod or listening to the podcast, excuse me, if you're listening to the podcast later, I'll try to describe what's going on. But anyway, without any further ado, here is The Art of Bodybuilding. Now, as I said, this is a silent Super 8 film, The Art of Bodybuilding, a short film by Mike Cairns. And I don't want to oversell this film, okay? Basically, it's just a white pad, and he's drawing this character, and he's adding his own little comic to it. But the character basically starts drawing himself, and then says, man, that sure was a lot of work for 41 frames of film, because that's what it took. It took 41 frames of film to shoot that part. And then it pops up again, little balloon. Man, that sure was a lot of work for 41 frames of film. And then the hand comes in, picks up the pencil, the grease pencil, puts some ears on the guy. And the guy says, what did you say? And he didn't have a neck. And says, why didn't you just read the caption? And the little guy says, Mr. Animator, have you ever tried to turn your head without a neck? Because it's just a head with some ears and an arm and hands. So the animator comes back in and draws a body on him. Another hand, neck, and torso, and legs, and feet. He's just drawing all that on him now. And then he just kind of sits here and he says, what's the big idea with the rat feet? Because it's a stick figure. The guy's a stick figure. He didn't draw anything elaborate. And he's got little rat feet for feet and toes. And the joke is, we've got the end screen. It says, The Art of Bodybuilding, Lesson 1, Extensive Art Training. So the joke is, there was no real effort put into this. And there's some more credits that come up here. I'll read this. The Art of Bodybuilding was written and created by Mike Cairns, owner of Masterful Murals by Mike, a subsidiary of Murals Limited. He didn't really. That was just a joke. All murals are washable and have a lifetime guarantee. For details, call Mike. Special thanks to Rick Savoia for the use of his Kmart 130X telephoto multi-plane camera. Yeah, the Kmart multi-plane camera. It was another joke. Actually, we shot that on. It was a Chinon Super 8 camera, Chinon sound camera. It was a really big camera. It was a nice camera. A little soft on the lens, but it was actually kind of a nice camera. But that was The Art of Bodybuilding. That was the only thing I had time. I promised you last week I was going to have a new film to show you, and it was the only thing that I had time to put together last week. Now, what I wanted to do was I wanted to show the sequel to The Analyst, which was The Traveling Guy, and a sequel to that film, which is live action, and with the same, basically the same characters as what was in, who was in the Analyst, but I didn't have time to get that one put together. I'm gonna hopefully I can do that this weekend and get it ready for next week. Maybe we can show it next week. We'll see. But that was the kind of the fun stuff that we did with Super 8 and back in the day. I know it doesn't seem like much. I probably oversold it, but it's just a simple film, just for an afternoon that we did. All right, everybody still with us, or do we lose everyone at that point? All right, maybe this is a short show tonight. We got these storms coming up. Probably going to have to cut it close. Let's tell some dad jokes, by the way, before we close up and do the final review. Tell some dad jokes, and I'll tell you where you can get some of these coasters. So I've got the dad jokes from the 365. These are a daily dose of dad jokes. 365 truly terrible wisecracks. You've been warned, by Taylor Kalmus and Peter L. Harmon. So we're going to start off with the end of July, maybe August. Let's start off with August 1st, because I think I read all of July's already last week. All right, well, let's tell some of, yes, I did tell all of July's last week. Okay, August. And it says here, when your children are teenagers, it's important to have a dog so that someone in the house is happy to see you. That's a quote from Nora Ephron. That's true. I've relayed that to my kids from time to time. We were having a discussion about this before, and I was saying, you know, when my kids were little, it was really kind of awesome to come home from a day of work, and then you're just greeted at the door by your kids. They're running up, and they're so happy to see you, and they hug you, and they kiss you, and they said, "Daddy, you're home. It's just great that you're home. We're glad you're here," and they really, really missed you, right? And then at some point, when they're really little, that's what they do. And then somehow at some point, I can't tell exactly when that happens, but at some point, they grow to a point where you come home and you open the door and nothing. It's like, okay, I'm home. And you can hear the kids upstairs on their Nintendos or whatever. They're going, yeah, okay, whatever. and at that point, I'm glad we had a dog, because the dog would be the one to come and greet you. So even if the kids, didn't care anymore, it was like, I know they care, but it is just, you know, the thrill of dad coming home was kind of, they outgrew that. And at this point, the only one who would greet you at the door with any enthusiasm and with great enthusiasm was the dog. And I guess that's one reason why I miss the dog. I kind of miss that adoration, you know, coming home and having people say, "Hey, we're happy you're home. We're glad you're home. It's great to see you." All right, so let's tell some jokes. August 1st, what did the drummer name his two daughters? Anna 1, Anna 2. Okay. August 2nd, if your house doesn't have numbers on it, that's something you need to address. You know what? I like that one. Actually, that's a good one. That gets a hole. There you go. Oh, wow! That's a good one. I like that. If your house doesn't have numbers on it, that's something you need to address. August 3rd, I just burned 2,000 calories. It was easy. I just fell asleep with a batch of cookies in the oven. Do I have one for that? August 4th. My dad thinks he's an optimist. He always says, cheer up, son. It could be worse. You could be stuck underground in a hole full of water. I know he means well. Yeah, means well. We'll go with August 5th. We'll read that one. Did you hear about the celebrity who accidentally glued himself to his autobiography? That's his story, and he's sticking to it. Yep. And here's one for August 6th. A pirate went to see a surgeon and said he wanted his spine removed. The surgeon asked him why he would ever want to have his spine removed. Arr, said the pilot. It's holding me back. Can only take so much dad jokes. Sim Center says, golf, why golf? Tommy Anthony says, why golf? Okay. If you have any dad jokes, send your best dad jokes in. Send them to rick@savoyamedia.com or rick@savoyamedia.com. And if I read your dad joke on the show in the next episode, I will send you, if I read it and I like it, that is, and we pick the best one. If it's the best one, then I'll send you a copy of the dad joke book, the new one. Whoever doesn't have one yet, that is. Okay, one per customer. All right, so I guess that does it for the dad jokes tonight. Okay, let me tell you something that you can get for free. You can get it right now for free. And I'm extending this. Okay, originally I said July 31st was the last day. But because I'm feeling quite generous, and July 31st came a lot faster than I thought, and we still have a few of these left. You can get, let me see if I can put this up. Let me move this up a little bit. All right. I gotta get a pair of these. There we go. Got a pair of them on camera 3 here. Got to prep this up. I wasn't prepared. On camera 3, you get a pair of Drink with Rick coasters, the original, genuine, official Drink with Rick coasters. I'll send you a pair of them. Now, what you'll need to do, and I know it says by July 31st, but we're going to change it to August 31st. Okay. So if you must be postmarked by August 31st, this is going to say July 31st, but we're going to postmark it by August 31st. If you do that, you can get a free pair. What you do is there's a limit of 2 per person. This is for the continental U.S. only, okay? And if you've had the coasters before, if you received coasters before, I don't know, sometimes they can wear out. If you use them a lot like I do, you can ask for a couple more. I'll send them to you for free. Limit 2 per person, continental U.S. only. What you do is you send a self-addressed stamped envelope. I'm going to give you the address here. Send it to Savoy Media Coaster Offer, 6420 Ray, R-E-A Road, Suite A1, number 209, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28277. I'll read that again and a little bit more slowly. You send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Savoy Media Coaster Offer, 6420 Ray, R-E-A Road, Suite A1, number 209, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28277. If you do that, I will send you a pair of the Drink With Her coasters absolutely free. I mean, all it does, it just, you know, for the price of a stamp, a couple of stamps, because you need one for the self-addressed stamped envelope, then you can get a pair of Drink With Rick coasters. courtesy of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. And let me get this back in place here. All right. Now, I did say that I'm going to give you a final review on this wine. For those of you who are still with me, if I haven't lost anybody, Ed, you still there? Nancy, if everyone didn't get blown away by the storm, which knocked us offline for a little while. Goodness. I have to have a better way to fix it. I guess I have to put another, I have to set up another uninterruptible power supply, backup power supply on this other computer so I can see what's going. So I was kind of flying blind there for a minute. That's why I had to take everything a little bit offline. Even though we were streaming live, I was kind of flying blind on this. I couldn't really see the stream coming back at me. So I had to reboot the computer after the power went back on. It was only on for a couple of seconds, but anyway. So it's back up. We're good. Wow. I've got to be a little bit more prepared for this in the future. But it costs money. Everything costs money. You know, if you want, you can buy me coffee. If you want to help support the show, buy me a coffee on the website. Two or three or five. Actually, the proceeds go towards paying for the prizes. I don't make enough on that to actually buy any equipment. This is the most expensive show I've ever produced. Most expensive podcast I've ever done. And I don't make anything on it. I just do it for fun. I'm not doing this to really, to get out there and monetize or anything like that. Would I like to? Yeah, maybe. But, for this show, it's not important as important for me to monetize it as for me to be here with you on a Saturday night and just having a good time and we're just having fun. That's what this show is really all about. So, maybe one day monetize a little bit and upgrade some equipment. But, yeah, I put a lot more into the production of this show than I have on just about anything else I've ever done. So, like I said, I'm doing this for fun. And I hope you're having as much fun as I am because I have a blast doing this every week, bringing this out to you every week. And I look forward to it. I do. So, anyway, I hope you enjoyed the show tonight. I do want to give my daughter a little plug. CM Cinder, who does all the graphics for our show, because I promised her I would. She does all the graphics for our show, and she can do graphics for you, too. She can do animation, you know, the animation with the wine bottles back there and things like that. She can do all of that. And if you just go to tiasavoya.art or tiasavoya.com, you can send her a commission. There's a form there you can fill out. Send her a commission for whatever you want done. And she will create it for you. And her prices are very, very, trust me, their prices are very, very reasonable. That's tiasavoya.com. So, you know, I should say something real quick about the radios. You do know that you can get some emergency weather radios. I don't have my weather radio with me here tonight. I normally do, but wow, with the storm here, you can see why I put so much emphasis on getting weather radios, emergency weather radios, and it's important. I mean, we're right in the middle of hurricane season. We've got a lot of things going on. We just have so many things going on here weather-wise. But I tell you what, if you go to buytwowayradios.com, use the promo code WINESHOW at checkout, WINESHOW, WINESHOW at checkout. You can save an additional 5% off your order on any weather radio or any other type of radio, FRS, GMRS. This is a business radio, actually. Any kind of radio we sell, the weather radio is very important to have. Everyone should have a weather radio. And if you go to ready.gov, R-E-A-D-Y.gov, they have a list, a checklist of items that you should have in your homemade emergency preparedness kit, and a radio is one of those items. An emergency weather radio is one of those items. And if you go to buy2wayradios.com, use promo code WINESHOW, you can save 5% off the order. Now, for full disclosure, I am the product manager of buy2wayradios.com. I don't make any extra money doing this, okay? This is not a paid endorsement. I just get paid for doing my job during the day, my day job. I don't get paid for this. This is just something my boss gave me to say to, you know, for you, and said, hey, you know, let your viewers and your listeners save an extra 5% on your emergency weather radios and on our emergency weather radios and get a deal. So that's what I'm doing here. I don't get any extra for that. Okay. Trust me. I don't. I just get to keep going into the office on Monday mornings and doing what I do. And Ed has a dad joke here. Ed says, Ed here, still on. What does a pirate say on his 80th birthday? Oh, boy. I'm not sure I'm ready for that one. What does a pirate say on his 80th birthday? Ed says, aye, matey. Oh, aye, matey. I'm 80. Oh, I'm 80. I'll give you that one, Ed. Good one. That's a good one. I'm 80. Thank you, Ed. Do you have one of these joke books already? I think I did. I send you one of these, the new ones? I don't know if I did or not. You might be in the running to win one of those. And Nubitism's in the chat. Nubitism says, hi, Rick. And hi, Nubitism. Great to see you. Nubitism says, we got it. Got any dad jokes for us, Nubitism? There could be a joke book in there for you somewhere. Also, if you're just joining us, once again, you know, you can go to, if you want to go to jointgrowthwithrick.com and leave a comment in there on tonight's show. I won't post. Just send me an address, and I'll send you a couple of these free ones. Yes, Nubitism wins because he came in just came in, and I randomly chose Nubitism to get a couple of these. Because see, I don't know where you're located, Nubitism. If you're in the States, you can send in the self-addressed stamped envelope, and I will send you a pair of these. But if you're not in the States, I'm going to see if I can find a way. Well, it depends on where you are, too. I mean, if you're in England, it becomes kind of a problem. But I'll just send you a pair of these. Why not? Just send me a valid address to where I can send them to. So anyway, I think because Nubitism wins tonight for just being a random, just popping in randomly, and I'm in a giving mood, and I think I'll just send you a couple. I can't send them to, if you're in, you know, Middle East, or if you're in, there's some places I can't ship to anyway. But if you're around the 48 states, then contiguous states in the U.S. and even Hawaii, I can send this out to you, a pair of these. All right. Let's see. I think it's time to close up for tonight, right? But I want to give you my final review on the wine. This is what we're drinking. This has been such a weird night, hasn't it? With the power outage and everything, it's just been such a weird night, at least for me. All right, so this is what we've been drinking, the Saltram. This Saltram S2 or S squared, as I think I'm going to call it, it's a Shiraz. It's a 2019 Shiraz. This is from Australia. It's an Australian wine, and it's $25 in Australia, but I picked it up at Trader Joe's for a paltry $4. And I wish I had bought more because it's the only bottle I got. And $4, what a deal. And I don't think it's there anymore. It was just a one-off deal. And I only bought one bottle. So Wow. I could have had a great deal there buying a case of this. Wow. But I didn't. But it is 13.5% alcohol by volume. And I tell you, I got some cherry and some strawberry in it. They said the blackberry. I heard people saying blackberry, but I was really tasting cherry and strawberry in it. And it had a plum. There's some tannin. There's medium tannin in this wine, but boy, are they nice and smooth tannin. And I really am enjoying this wine. I think this is really easily an $18 to $20 bottle of wine. And it has a very nice finish to it. Long finish, and I'm really not tasting the alcohol in the finish. It's very smooth, fairly bold, but not overly bold. Fairly dark complexion, but not super dark or anything like you would expect from maybe a Two Buck Chuck or an Oak Creek or something like that, like a really, really super cheap wine. This is actually a very nice looking and a nicely balanced wine. And as it's opened up, it's really, really smooth. I like it. It's dry, but it's a twinge of sweetness on it. Oh, wow, I'm getting something else in here, too. What is this? Now that it's opened up, I'm getting a little twinge of spices in here, a little more. I didn't mention a hint of spice before, but it's starting to open up a little bit more. Can't identify this, but maybe a hint of, let's see. Maybe just a tiny bit of cinnamon in it. Interesting. And I've had one other wine that we tried a few weeks back that had some cinnamon in it, which kind of surprised me. Actually, a pretty good wine. I really, really enjoy this wine. I am sort of, oh man, why didn't I buy a case of this when I had the chance? Well, okay, well, I'll tell you what we will do. Let's go back to camera 3. Oh, there's where you can get the coasters. And for those of you just joining in, that's where you can get the coasters. You want to send in a self-addressed stamped envelope for the continental U.S. Limit 2 per person. Savoya Media Coaster Offer, 6420 Ray Road, Suite A1, number 209, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28277. But Nubatism, if you are in the States, just go to drinkwithrick.com. Put a comment in the box for tonight's episode with... It won't be a public comment. I won't make that one public. Just put in your address, name and address where I can send it to, a valid address, and I'll just send you two of these, okay, for tonight. Anyway, so that's what we've got going on. Let me take this off of there. I am just so discombobulated tonight just because there's just so much going on. This is camera 3, isn't it? Okay. Let's take that off. There we are. All right, so we have this cookie. And just before the show, my wife was baking cookies. Now, she baked a couple batches. She baked a batch of chocolate chip cookies that were gluten-free, and then she baked a batch that were not gluten-free. This is the gluten-free one. And I said, you know, I'd like to have one of these gluten-free cookies. And so we're going to have one. I'm going to try this with the wine. I expect it to be pretty good, and pretty good with the wine. So let's give it a try. I'll just break off a little bit of this cookie here. There. Mmm. Wow, what a nice cookie. Mmm. Mmm. I'm loving this cookie. My wife has perfected. She's worked pretty hard to develop gluten-free recipes. I've got to have another piece of this cookie. And she's really done a marvelous job with this. Mmm. Try it with wine. Nice. I think this wine goes good with desserts. I'm going to have to finish that cookie after the show. Mm. With or without wine. No, but they're both good. Wow. It pairs really, really well with that cookie. I really like it. Okay. So, that completes the stream for tonight. As I mentioned before, I'm going to shut down just a little bit early tonight because I've got to get some rest. And I do some show post-production for the podcast so the podcast can go out on time on Monday night. So usually what happens is after I shut down the show, after the show is done each week, then I go through a process of pulling the audio off the show and then editing audio and then getting the show ready for going on Monday for the podcast version. And it can take a little while. Sometimes depends on what's going on. Tonight, I'm going to have a lot of editing to do because of the storm. So I may not finish that until tomorrow. But I have a pretty full weekend, so I want to get that done. The thing is that sometimes I'm up pretty late. Sometimes I'm up till like 2 or 3 in the morning. Not drinking, just working on the podcast. You know, trying to get the podcast done. So... and then I don't go to bed till pretty late. But tonight I've got to go to bed a little bit earlier. I got to get some rest. And we've got more stuff going on tomorrow. And I want to get the show ready for next week so I can show you a new film, a brand new film. Well, it's brand new to you. It's an old film. But get that ready to show next week if I can do that in time. So I've got a lot of stuff going on for Sunday. Anyway. I think it's time to close it up. And Ed says, I've got at least one of them. Oh, the dad joke. Well, yeah, you got the first one. Where is the other one? It's down. It's the 500 plus. I think it was this one, right? It was the one that we had giveaway last year, right? Is this the one you have? The 500 plus dad jokes? But this is a newer one that we're working off of. This one right here. Ed says, I keep getting asked for cremation. That's the last thing I need. That's a good one. I wasn't expecting that one. I wasn't expecting that one. You get some applause for that. Okay. You know what we need right now? I'll tell you what we need right now before we close the show. And I haven't done it for a while, but I tell you what we need. What every show needs at this time. To send everybody off for the evening, we need more cowbell. More cowbell. Yes, more cowbell. Yes. Not too much cowbell. Just enough cowbell. Oh, he's more cowbell. CM Sender says, heading off. Good night, all. And good night, CM Sender. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I think it's time to close up now, right? I want to thank everybody for joining me here tonight. I want to thank my lovely wife, Chi, for being here and for making this wonderful, wonderful spread here on Camera 3. And a lot of it's gone. You know, I didn't cover the... She had some decoration here. That's mint. Her own mint. Plant that she has, but that is her mint. That was her wonderful, wonderful spread. Thank you very much, G, for doing that. My good friend Ed, thanks for being here tonight. Always appreciate you being here. And hey, thanks for your contributions for the dad jokes. And Nancy, thanks for being here also. And also Tom, if you're watching, thank you for joining us here tonight. And everyone else who is on Facebook. And let me get over to Twitch. Twitch, I want to thank everybody who joined us on Twitch tonight. CM Sender, Tom Antio, Beast on Gaming. and Nubitism and everyone who joined me on Twitch tonight, and even those who were watching passively but were not actually actively in the chat. Also, for those on Twitter, I've got some tweets here. I can't see them at the moment, but but I've got some tweets. Everybody watching on Twitch and on Twitter, thank you for joining me here tonight. And also on Odyssey, thank you for joining. We had folks watching on Odyssey. Thanks for joining in. Say hi in the chat, by the way. And everywhere else where you're watching, on the website, because I can't see everybody who's watching on the website. Now, we do get people that are passively watching on the website, but I can't really see who's there. But thanks for watching, for being part of the show. Thanks for being part of the show. I do appreciate each and every one of you. Before I go, of course, there is one more celebrity I have to bring out, and it is none other than Roadkill Bill. Yeah. It's Roadkill Bill, folks. Roadkill Bill, who is the official mascot. I made him the official mascot of Drink with Rick some time back. He just didn't get the memo yet. You know you're the official mascot now, right? Yeah, okay. He's the official mascot of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night One stream. And his message is, please do not drink and drive. Drink in the comfort of your home, your apartment, your office, your hotel room, wherever your dwelling is. Drink there. Stay put. If you have to go somewhere, call an Uber, call a Lyft, call a cab, call a friend. But really, it's best to just stay where you are, because you know what? Even if you don't feel like you've had too much, buzz driving is drunk driving. You just never know for sure. These days, it's best to be safe than sorry. And think about yourself, but think about others around you. If not for yourself, think about those around you, out and about. Don't put them at risk. So please, do not drink and drive. Do not text and drive either, because that's also dangerous. That's also distracted driving. And, you know, my son and I, we were on our way to work, or were we on our way home from work the other day, and we saw someone. He was going very slow, and we were trying to get around him. We were able to get around him, but as we passed him, I noticed that he was driving. He's on the highway, and he's doing about – he wasn't doing the full speed, because he was going really super slow, kind of, you know, holding up traffic a bit. But he was staring at his cell phone in front of his steering wheel. And I just had to shake my head. We both kind of shook our heads and like, you know, that's incredibly dangerous. You can travel the length of a football field in just a few seconds. And that doesn't give you time to react. If you look up suddenly and, you know, 5 seconds, you've gone the length of a football field doing 60 miles an hour. And that isn't going to give you any reaction time. If somebody hits their brakes, does a brake check, or somebody runs out in front of the car or something like that. Or if there's debris in the road, which there often is, it just doesn't give you time to react. So please do not text and drive. Very, very important. Because I want you to have a safe week. I really do. I want you to have a great week, but most of all, I want you to have a safe week. So you can all join me again here next week, same time. Same channel, and we can all get together on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, and we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.